you know, the blue line through it and all of that. So the coolest
That's
rock I ever
cool.
saw in my life.
That's very cool. Very cool. Yeah, so we're having rock discussions. All right, so I got the recording started, so we can start on our, we can continue having rock discussions, or we can move on to the wheel discussion. So, Dale, do you want me to answer Kathy's question?
Okay.
All right. So this used to confuse me a lot, too, the season thing, you know, how it starts in January and then blah, 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 but we're starting in June. So the only time, so the cycle thing goes with everything. So it's either the year, it's a project, it's your lifetime, it's a minute, it's an hour, it's 10 years. It's whenever something begins, the cycle begins, but we are so used to doing it that the cycle begins in January or at number 12 on the clock or number 1 on the clock, that we keep thinking that this circle only relates to the month, but it actually relates to everything. So in the pathway of peace, which is the one we're looking at, we're talking about our self-identity and our self-identity. So everything else other than the calendar and the clock starts in June. And number 1 is June. So your number 1 color starts in June. So you begin the cycle in June because June is in the south and innocent.
Yeah.
So the cycle can fit anything. Like we could do it for the next 30 seconds and it would still be, we could do this whole cycle of truth within 30 seconds. It's only the calendar and the clock that uses it on that 12 thing that starts at number 1 at the top.
In our lifespan. Yeah.
But in this case, Pathway of Peace starts when you turn the clock and you begin with your first color in June, which is why we're in the season of clarity, because we've moved through the first two already.
But so why did you teach it the other way? Why is it in the course the other way?
It's not in the It's always
I just did the third quadrant, and it talks about the season of clarity, and it starts in June. And Del speaks of red and yellow and blue, and then he says, "Now we're going to go on to the season of." The season of he calls it something different. He didn't call it in the course. The season of clarity, or maybe I don't know,
but it started
in the season of clarity, right? The way we have it on those that quadrants wheel, so it's season of clarity starting with June, July, August. But we're calling the season of clarity for our study on this purple, orange, and gray. What is the season of learning?
That's because, as I said, the calendar clock starts in the begin first, but the personal clock, your personal, this is who you are, born in this time, starts in the south.
So the study, okay, but I guess I still don't see why it didn't get taught that way.
What course are you talking about?
She's saying the module.
The module, the first
module.
Because we have that module hasn't gone to this wheel. That module is talking about the original wheel, the foundation wheel, which is the one that goes the calendar. So the module doesn't go to the pathway of peace. We are talking about the pathway of peace, which the module doesn't cover at all. So the first module is just the foundation wheel that starts in January. But it's just the beginning. It's not the other wheel. So if the pathway of peace starts in your June with your color, and then those seasons
starting in June. It's starting in the south,
starting in the south, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get confused. We say it starts in June. It actually just starts in the south. The south is, June happens to be in the south.
Well, all right. Starts in the south. But it starts at 1, starts at 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what, when you were saying the course, like what course? Oh, so the module. Yeah, that module is just the very basics, the beginning of the stuff that you guys are talking about. It's real all together. So hopefully it helps.
But is that clear? If it's not clear, we're going to have to...
Yeah, we'll have to go back and do it another
time. I'm going to listen to
that. You know, it was clear until today. And today it's literally like my brain is battered. It has been the most battering weekend. And so I was absolutely exhausted when I went to the study. And so I got my colors done, and then I went to listen to the call and had to do it on the computer rather than on the phone because of the phone number issues. And so I managed to make it through Michael's. I got out through all of Michael's stuff and then fell asleep when I was talking. And then somehow knocked myself off of it when I slid over to something else on my computer. And then I went back and the call was gone. And I didn't have enough time. Well, when you go on the computer to do it, you can't slide the thing over to catch up to where you were. You just have to start over. And so at that point, I had enough time left to listen to it, but not enough time to start over. You know, so Jet, I don't know what you said, but it was great, I'm sure.
Well,
and
if
I slept through mine.
Hear it on the phone. I sent a number to listen to it on the phone.
You did? Well, I didn't see that because, like I say, it was brain batter. I feel better now that I slept. So, you know,
well,
that was good. Yeah, that
was
good.
It's the last one follow-up if you decide you want to go after the call. I put the number for that.
Yeah, I thought you had, but I looked... I don't know. I looked at it and clicked on it on the computer, so, which I don't normally do, but I did.
It worked. All right. So, yes. Yeah, so now, the reason now I'm just going to say this again is still talking about two different things. So don't go thinking that you didn't do the module right, because that's where you just went. Like, you didn't make the module clear. The module's clear.
Yeah.
It's just that Kathy went to a different wheel. So I know. I just saw Del go, oh, my God, he didn't do the module right. No, the module's clear. You're fine.
Well, I might have made a mistake. That's all I'm saying.
No, the module's clear. She was just thinking about a different wheel because her brain is better. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, just everything's fine. I'm rolling my hands. Everything's fine. Don't go worrying. Okay, so, all right, so we're going to talk about the colors and how they work with the season of clarity colors. So anybody know where they want to go with that and start? Like you, Dale, do you want to start? Or do you want to ask for somebody in particular?
Kath, did you want to start since you were...
I think I was less able to see this, and probably just from brain battering. Because I was listening to you say we use it as that we blend them and so forth. So I felt like I had more understanding. I think I said this last time too. I had more understanding in the first three colors than I did moving on. And these I probably sort of had the least, not of the colors themselves, but sort of how it all applies. So, you know, I just put the purple and brown. So purple is in the north, and my color in that position is brown, so self-determination. So I saw connections between healing and self-determination, and I wrote down unite our knowledge with the universal knowledge of the great mystery. I thought about it in terms of my work that I do in spiritual direction and anything at church and, you know, my students, that it's really all centering on healing and wholeness. And actually, I read something, I was, you know, practicing for a reading at church, and it talked about, you know, be perfect even as I am perfect. And mm-hmm. It explains that work as meaning whole. I love that, whole. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense for the idea of perfect. It just means to be whole, to be in wholeness. But anyway, so I know I am healed and healing continues. The more I align myself with the will of the one, then the more I'm healed. you know, and that I think holds true as anything. So it was, and I feel like I've learned a lot, you know, it's a, now is a time for great willingness and a greater call to align. And that's part of all the brain battering, just stuff that's going on, you know, in my life, in my family, in all of that. But I thought it was that when there was something in there too about the purple, about eating the fruit. And so it was like, I'm eating the fruit of my wisdom work. And then something else said dreamer counselor. And I just love that because I think I'm a dreamer and I think I'm a counselor. So I think the one I knew the least about really, or thought I knew the least about, was kinship. You know, I never quite get what it means to be in kinship with tree people and stone people and water and animals, or at least I thought I did it. But then when I read what you said in the on the pages on kinship, to able to receive the guidance from all dimensions, then I went, a kinship in that way. Yeah, Burning Day, and the symbolism of it all, you know, and I'm the symbolism of all the natural things, the tree people, the stone people. And so I get that, you know, I get that. I feel those symbols and so forth. And it's very attractive to me. All of this stuff about symbols is very attractive to me. And so I could see, because mine, I have white in that position. And so I began to see kinship with a different idea. I always feel like I'm not in kinship at the moment. I can't say I'm perfectly in kinship with my sister-in-law, but I'm learning. And so anyway, but I think also the unity, because somewhere there was something about unity. In order to be in unity, I need to release so much, you know, and then I think I can be in more kinship with, everyone, if we just use it in terms of kinship among people, then the more I release, the more I do that mantra, I put in the accountability, I need to let go, I need to see without judgment, I need to forgive, then the more I do that, the more I am in kinship with all, you know. And so, and then I like the expression of this as a seeker doer, and I do think I am a seeker, and I think I do stuff with what I find when I seek. So I like that. I like knowing more about kinship, you know, receiving guidance from all dimensions. So then the gray in the next position, and I have yellow in that position. So gray, knowledge, and then assessor. I remember that, the assessor and appraiser. So, and so for knowledge, I just picked up your notes, Del. Knowledge is the awareness of truth. And the willingness to use it, I like that very much, the willingness to use it and comparing our physical experience with our inner knowing and make judgments which direct our actions and so forth. But I just thought, I do have love and devotion to knowing the truth. I mean, that's really the center point, I think, of my life is, what is true? And when I hear this stuff that's not true, which works for me with my homeschoolers and works for me with my directees, is to take thoughts or what they might have heard or think about God or what other people present as God and assess it against what I know, you know, what my inner knowing is of that. And so, you know, I'm doing that all the time. And I think that, you know, I love that it said the love is based on faith, and I do have a lot of faith. So I think that this was, all of this was helpful to just say, yep, I'm doing these things, which I like, you know. I felt a lot of times with different things that we were learning in council is that this is something I need to reach for rather than something that I'm already doing. And there's always more to reach for, but it feels good to know there are things that I'm already doing.
I think she just said it completely. Yeah, for someone that said you're not sure how it works, I'm like, well, that was pretty dang clear.
Yeah.
All right, good. And so studying the season of clarity gave me more clarity.
Which is your favorite of all time.
Which is my favorite and the reason that my brain is so battered at the moment, because in so many situations there is no clarity. And so it, to me, it's like banging my head against the wall.
Yeah, everybody else has been a muddle and no one wants to unmuddle it but you. So
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and I have to think about how much of that role I want. So.
Yeah, or how much you're going to have, whether you want it or not.
Yep.
Unless you just want to go away to a private island for the next year or so.
Well, I told Greg, who's Teddy's husband, and they're the choir directors of our noon mass choir, and I walked in to mass yesterday, and I said, Greg, I just have to tell you something. And he said, what? He could tell I was very serious, you know, and I said, you won't see me for a while. And he said, why not? And I said, because I'm going to kill my sister-in-law. And it's okay because, you know, we Catholics have confession, so it'll be okay with God, and I'll go to prison, but then I won't have to deal with her anymore. Yay!
Yay!
And he says, I hope it's a prison that's close by, and we can come and visit. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a really select guest list. So, anyway.
Yeah, that private island, prison.
Yeah, that's it. That's my island. Yeah. I'm going to prison. I'm going to get an orange jumpsuit. Orange is the new black. Orange, kinship. See?
Kinship
is
on the mission.
That's right, there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even with the other prisoners. Yeah. Oh, Kathy, you are a funny girl. But we can relate, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to add anything to Kathy?
Did you want to go over your general synopsis?
I thought you did almost the exact same way I did.
It was pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we did the call, I said we were going on everybody's colors, and I said, okay, I'll just do a fast one on everybody, you know, like, how fast can I do each person? And so I did yours, and actually yours was so close to what I said that I was just, I like doing a little smiley smile.
Oh,
so
good.
The only thing that I would have added, that I think I added in mine with the love and devotion, which is exactly what you're talking about, but I was saying that you might get stuck the times when you, actually this is just what you said, so I'm just going to say it in a different way. That when you don't want to, when you don't have any love and devotion for something, you don't want to know about it.
Oh, man, that is so true. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is like getting love and devotion for all the things you have to know about that ends up,
yeah,
you know, facing up. And that's how the brain battering is happening. So
yeah.
I think that was the only thing I brought up that you didn't say, but...
I will add it to my notes because I do like that.
Yeah, that was really fun. All right, Delbert.
Let's go to Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to me. I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
All right. Well, now just give me a second because I have my notes right here. Now, you know, I really love this little exercise, and it's not so little either. It's pretty amazing. But again, I found some replication in my, a pattern of replication in the colors. And I'm sure other people noticed that too. So, what I wrote out was that I'm starting with that healing, with healing, and that's purple, but the spoke to it is crystal. Now, the healing is not only healing, but it's gratitude, and crystal is wholeness. So what I wrote down in my note was that gratitude supports and expands and expresses wholeness. And with that inspiration, I was working on this a little bit last week. I actually did start to keep a gratitude journal, not just on loose pieces of paper, but actually in a little journal. It has stars. It has a pink background. It has little stars, and it has a cherry on it, and it just, you know, looks like my little childhood dress. So I got that little dollar journal and started my gratitude list in it. At any rate, I loved the way that gratitude supports wholeness. It just feels so right that gratitude supports wholeness. And then as we move around, I'm at kinship, and that, I guess what I wrote down was wholeness is in touch with kinship in all dimensions. And that's, and being in touch with all dimensions expands into, my spoke color, healing, or gratitude. That is so interesting. And then moving around, then that leads to gray or awareness of truth, which enables me to, again, the spoke color is orange, to learn from everything. So if I were to say it again, it would be like the healing or gratitude supports and expands and expresses crystal of wholeness, and that wholeness is in touch with kinship, the next color, orange, and that's kinship. It's in touch with all dimensions, and all dimensions expands into healing, and then that leads to awareness of truth, my gray color knowledge, which enables me to, the spoke color, learn from everything. It's sort of like integrating itself. It's like, ooh, that's really connected. And if there's anything that I need to feel right now, it is connected. Man, I really need to feel connected now. So I think it's a wonderful inspiration for me to dwell on those thoughts and ideas and symbols and see them and wear them and, you know, look forward to them. I'm seeing bluet bloom, and I'm seeing that's the purple, so I guess that was my notice about purple. But I kind of enjoying feeling that kind of connection. And it's very useful to have the colors to take one through that, and very, very wonderful to dwell on their symbols and the meanings and the definitions, and then applying those, being aware of them and applying them and having regard for them. So, you know, that's it as far as my little short talk.
I love what you were talking about, and so I'll add my thing because of what, you know, our conversation we had this morning. And so I was thinking about clarity and how what Michael and I talked about for a long time, but just real briefly, was he talked about doing something every day on everything you want to work on. So you don't leave things to molder in the corner. So making a, so making a list of that you touch on everything that you, every project that you want to do, that you touch on it every day, even if it's 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, an hour, just so that every day, every project that Michael would be working on, or I was talking about me and what I was working on, I have to do it every day in order to stay connected to it, and also to can maintain clarity about it. And that's what made me think about that. Again, when we, Del and I were reviewing your colors, is that you would maintain clarity even with that touching on every project every day, doing something on every project every day, which would feel very whole and healing for you.
So yeah,
it just fit right into the conversation that we were having. So seems like, oh wow. But there it is. There's that clarity, so that because when you come back to something, as Michael and I were talking about, when you come back to something, you have to, and you've not done it for a while, you have to go, wait, what was that for? Why am I, this is what happens to me. I go, what was I doing that for? Do I really want to do that? Wait, I have to learn that over again. So that's why it's starting to dawn on me that to maintain connection and clarity, I have to do something. I have maybe 6 major projects I'm working on. I have to do something on each one every day just to stay in contact with it and to be present, as we're always talking, Michael, is that being present with it. So that was my add to yours.
And I love that. I love it. I love it, Becca. And it's such a good practice, you know, and it's true. We don't have to spend, you know, we don't have to not do something because, oh, my God, it's going to take so long to do that. We can just spend a minute on it, you know, and do it. And that actually clears space. It really does. I was going through some of the rest of my day doing that with a few of the things that I needed to get done. You know, not a whole laundry list of them like you had, a big one, but the things that I needed to do, and I would just go through them, and it was quite nice. And the other thing that what you're saying about clarity, it reminds me of, and my desire right now to really stay connected, that connected feeling, you know, that I'm not just kind of floating around in space, is there's continuity in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that continuity. That's a habit of continuity, and that is definitely going to be an acquired habit for me in attending to these daily tasks and the rolling forward of them as they develop. That's definitely going to help that continuity, is to visit them, you know, continuously, daily, even if it's just for a minute, even if it's just for a half hour for something.
Yeah. Yeah, or 30. I was telling Del today that on my daily list, there's the word paint, because there's some painting tasks that need to be done around the house. So, but not every day do I do a big thing. Like, I just could clean a brush for 30 seconds, and that counts as I did something in the paint. So, as long as I do something with it. And for me, when we were talking, Michael, I realized that that's love and devotion for me. So, if I do it daily and have a consistent thing, then I'm applying love and devotion to that by feeding the children every day. Like, don't let them starve, because I'm not interested in that child.
Oh, that's lovely. That is just a lovely thing. And it is. It's love and devotion. It is. It's paying attention to what you're about And
yes.
And that is beautiful.
Hopefully it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add to it, Michael?
Oh, well, I would.
You do.
I had, because I was seeing how you had your orange going to knowledge. And what I found also interesting is that in your gifts and abilities, you have knowledge that helps develop your gift of kinship.
Yes, he's looking at the gifts and abilities wheel at the same time as he's looking at the pathway of peace wheel. So in case you're not, anybody's like not realizing he's got a second wheel in front of him. So.
Oh, cool.
Interesting, that relationship with those two.
Yeah, so knowledge and kinship go together for you.
Mm-hmm. Where's
knowledge
truth?
And kinship, wow.
And then you were talking, and since he's looking at the gifts and abilities wheel, it has to go through be here now, the prophecy.
The presence,
so,
yeah, present.
And then you develop the,
gift of kinship.
The gift of kinship.
Mm-hmm.
So with the gifts and abilities, you were saying the prophecy in the prophecy, you said something about prophecy?
Yeah, it goes to the center. So you're not, so the gift and abilities wheel, you have gray going through the prophecy to
come
develop.
On, yeah.
To,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gray going through the now to develop kinship. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that it came out the same that way. You were talking a lot about, you were saying that yours mirror each other a lot, and yours does, and you've noticed that, not on things, even things like when we did the spreads, how it would be the same ones would show up for you. So it's like you always have, you actually have this very clear message that keeps coming because it shows up in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Very cool. Do you have more?
And that clear message, if you were to state that clear message that shows up, what would you say to that?
Well, each one of them duplicates itself. Like this, you know, your messages
mm-hmm.
duplicate themselves more than once. Like this one, the knowledge and kinship
yeah.
go together. So, and so it seems like it keeps saying to you, you don't have a whole, you don't have to have 20 things to think about. You have to think about being present now, and knowledge develops your kinship, that kind of thing. Because it
mm.
keeps back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which you already have, that sense of kinship. You know, that's what we always talk about, you seeing things through a different portal. So that's kinship, and the way you have kinship developed.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Is that really,
oh.
is that true?
Yeah. Oh, no, I just lied. Oh, wait. No,
no,
it's true. No, it's true.
The way in which that kinship is, that's seeing through the portal, seeing things, seeing the extraordinary and the ordinary, is that it?
Yeah, you're having kinship with the way the shadow lies and the way the leaf
is
around. That's kinship with that, all the dimensions of that object you're looking at. Yeah.
Oh, you know, that is so helpful. That expands it. And Kathy, thank you so much for asking about kinship and expanding it. And see, that expands it for me. Yeah. I do
see
all this thing. I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really getting into that.
Yay.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Oh. I'm happy.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So that's more about kinship. That's what kinship is. You know, I'm thinking, oh, it's relationships. Well, but I'm thinking about, you know, with animals, like I love dogs and the people relationships and stuff like that. But, oh, that's where my kinship lies. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the, well, that's
isn't that
gut.
Cool?
Okay, I'm just, yeah, that's the gut. That's for the that's where that is.
So cool, because I think it's so cool because we know, you know, we can take all the things we know and put them so you can see them differently. It's like like you're not a stranger to us. So it all fits. Like how many people would know that your kinship also fits in your, the way you see things. It's so cool that we know each other so well. It's like,
yeah,
lovely.
It is. It's a really wonderful community of thought and of ideas and of individuals. It really is. It's just so cool.
And now Michael's very, very happy. I just drew a straw from, I just drew a star for Michael. So you can't see it. Drew you. Okay. All right, Delbert. Shall we hear from Jet?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jet,
what?
Read the intent.
I was actually smiling, and I was actually thinking, I wonder if I should just start reading the intent when they say it.
You should have. That would have been cool.
Or not. You know, it's like, just let it go. All my wheels are covering the intent right now. So, shift master intent, to know that revolution with resolution leads to revelation, to be the spiritual revolution with an individual moment by moment resolution, to be the action of truth.
See, sometimes it's good at this time of the call.
That's nice. Yeah, it is.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, I think it's interesting that you started talking about the gifts and abilities wheel, because that's kind of what I was noticing as we were talking about, as each person was talking about their season of clarity. And how connected it all is. Kathy and I share a spoke between kinship and devotion. Michael and I share the gray to gray connection. Hers is orange, the new black, and mine is rose. But the connection is still there. It's, you know, how do you develop, I guess is the word I'm looking for, wisdom. If I start at the beginning with the my colors, my spoke going to healing, going to north is yellow. And I don't really think, I don't believe you can have love without gratitude or gratitude without love. I think that they go hand in hand together. I guess it might be a, you know, where do you start from? Do you start by loving something and then because you love it, feel grateful for it? Or do you look at something and feel grateful for it and that increases or expands your love or devotion to it?
Kind the of chicken catch, and the egg question.
Yeah, the catch 22 thing. And then Becca at the end saying, does it really matter which comes first? I heard you. But I was fascinated by the second spoke of white leading to my new black of kinship. And I'm thinking of that because I am at this very moment thinking that I might join you, Kathy, because I'm going to murder a client of mine tonight.
Okay.
So, visit to prison.
Exactly. So we can share the cell, and we'll convert all the inmates, and they'll all become council members, we'll go down in history singing Huey Lewis in the News Redemption. So. The good news is that I don't have to kill her. She's going away anyway. She finally had the idea. 3 years I've been trying to kick her out of the nest, and tonight she finally decided that maybe it might be a good idea if she got somebody to do her taxes closer to home where she could sit down in her office with them. And I said, that's a very good idea.
Good.
That's good. Yeah. That's two so far this week. Gone. And that of course brings me back to kinship and attracting and releasing. It's learning, you know, kinship in all dimensions, learning everything has the potential to teach me something. Everything, every idea, every concept, every experience, everything has a lesson in it for all of us. And of course, for each of us, the lesson is going to be different. So when I add that to the spoke, my color of attracting, releasing, or even just calling it sharing, you know, what do I share and what do I not share? What do I attract? Mm-hmm. What do I let go? There's a lesson in all of that for me, for everybody, but for me, because of the color schematic that came up, or the colors I chose, is to remember that just because there's a lesson in everything doesn't mean that I have to take it. The lesson could be that's not mine to do. It's not going to mean kinship in all dimensions, and that means I have to do everything. You know, it's being very clear, which is my 13th color and my centering spoke is crystal and clarity and wholeness. So I was kind of fascinated with that particular spoke and leading to kinship. And then wisdom through being present, being now, wisdom is actually a gift for me, opposite that rose color of ability that I can develop. And I thought that it was interesting that it was sandwiched between the gray spoke here of knowledge and the gray spoke, the gray section of knowledge, and my opposite spoke, which is also gray. So kind of had some similarities going there with Michael too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
what are you thinking now?
I'm just seeing what she's talking about there. Yeah,
so when you're
that connection of the gray with the abilities,
so yep. And developing the gift.
Mm-hmm. Developing that gift through combining the work creativity and the knowledge.
Well, when Del and I were talking, we were saying that both you and Del both have yellow in your purple.
North.
Yeah.
And I said to Del that it was clear to me that if he didn't have love for what he was doing, he couldn't do it.
Boy, is that true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so which isn't a right or wrong thing. It's like, oh, I don't have love for this. I shouldn't.
No,
it's another
form of learning. It's another lesson. If you don't feel that love, it doesn't mean you have to adore everything, but if you don't feel that love, you know, why pursue it? It was like my boss telling me in one of the companies that I worked for that I was going to become the sales and use tax specialist. And it's like, oh, really? You know, it's like I have about as much use for any government as maybe, you know, I can't think of anything that is less useful than most government. But you know, why would I get involved in something like that? You know, it's like that's craziness. And I have, you know, and, you know, I didn't say all that, but that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, I have no interest in that. And basically,
yeah,
it's the same thing. I have no interest in that. So I'm not going to do it if I'm not interested in it.
Yes, I think that's true for you know, that to me, that's what love and devotion is saying, is, you know, find love and devotion for things you do have to do. There are things we do have to do, like brush our teeth or whatever. I guess we don't have to. But, you know, the things that love and devotion for things that are required of us, I guess you'd say it. But the things, so each one of us has that, but you and Del had that healing thing attached to it that is pointing to healing. So for it to be a healing event or a whole event or a gratitude event, it has to be a love and devotion component to it, or you can't. It just isn't. It's just like, it's almost like a black and white thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I know for Del it is, and I think that's also true for you, Jet, that, but feeling that you're supposed to have love and devotion for what you're talking about, letting go of clients that maybe you're felt in the past you're supposed to have love and devotion for them, but letting them go.
Well, plus, you know, you have, now when the color is in the seventh, so you have that ability. You have love and devotion. You have that gift.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, what does that develop? What gift does that develop? Because you have love and devotion. So when you look at yours, you know, it's developing your clarity. So you already have the gift of love and devotion. You're developing the...
Oh, you're looking at gifts and abilities.
Yeah, because
okay.
it's
yeah,
all...
Yeah, but the clarity is right in the middle anyway, Becca. So it, you know, it works anyway off of this wheel, too.
Yeah,
yeah, it does. I was looking at one wheel, the one that, you know, the halfway of teeth, saying, yes, right there. And then he's pointing to the other one. And, oh, you're pointing over there. Okay.
So you can see this one in this one process of, you know, the work you do, you know, that's the work creativity, the love and devotion you have for the work. It gives you clarity. And then you can see where your white is and go, well, attracting, releasing, sharing, you know, how does that work into this? That's another ability you're developing. And so it all works together. So you know, the more you have the love and devotion for what you do, the clearer you're going to be on what you attract and release and how to go about doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Which, and the love and devotion also applies to the love and devotion for the gifts that we have and who we are, the unique expression that we have, and being grateful that we are that. And
we are
not
that, yeah.
We are that rose and not that lilac. You know, we all are different. And being love and devotion for our uniqueness is part of that healing process.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the gratitude part
comes in. When I was looking at mine, I have love and devotion, and it develops that gift of knowledge, which is that awareness of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm really devoted to, let's say, teaching a student in Tai Chi or whatever, when I'm really into that, I start to get very aware of how to go about doing it. And that's that knowledge. That's
right.
That ability.
Then you know
so
how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I love how it all goes together.
Which is listening for me, intuition.
Yeah. Right.
Because I hear that. And it's very important for Jet, too, that intuition. I mean, it's her gift. Because that gives her the attracting and releasing.
Can you hear what Delta said? Because he's way far away from the mic. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Okay. He sounds clear.
Okay. Good. I have a question, and then maybe everybody else can pop in a question. But I have a question moving forward because I know we're going to the next book. So where does that 13th color go? I mean, the next segment. Just pretending like, oh no, I don't know.
13 colors.
So
no.
If we do the next three colors in our wheel, what do we do with that leftover color?
We're going to have to figure something out.
Well, that's good. Should we leave for another time, or are you going to talk?
I think we'll have to wait and see what comes up.
All right, we're not going to know until the next. Just checking, because when I send out the email, I'm going to say we're doing the next three colors, but the last one's just hanging out. We'll find out later. We're going to go on a date with it at another time.
Which reality shift call was it that you were talking about the 4 weeks and like, oh no, wait, we got 4 weeks left over. What happened?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't know
what that was. That was so funny. April. I think it was the April reality shift.
Oh god, that was so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, there's 4 weeks in every month. Well, it's like there's 52 weeks in a year. Wait a minute. Where do we put the other 4 weeks?
That's crazy.
Oh, Mr. Mill.
You know, at one time they were talking about changing all the months and they were 28 days. Because, you know, it's so arbitrary. They just made it up. So the 4 weeks. They live somewhere else. They're going to make a 13th month is what they were going to do. Literally.
There you go.
Make a 13th month.
Well, you know,
this wheel much better.
Yeah.
I really felt so bad for all the astrology followers when they reset all the dates astrology. For anybody who was really into it, I was like, I had to go relearn the whole astrological chart.
What's that
like,
one?
Oh, my God.
4 days. I forget what it is. There's one that only has 4 days. And Dylan, I don't think you and I are the same anymore.
Right.
You're not
Taurus
anymore.
Yeah, I'm the one before the Aries or something.
I love it. Yeah.
That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Wait, when did they do this? What?
Oh, that was, I don't know,
a while ago. It's been a couple years. It's just that people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with it.
Yeah, when they really figured out where the planets are and they reset the whole thing so that there's actually an additional astrology sign and a couple of, and they all kind of
moved around.
And one of the astrology signs really based on where the planets actually are, not where they thought they were before. This is very general, but then there's one, I think it's towards the end of August. I could be wrong though. That's only 4 days. But if you Google the new astrology thing, it shows up. Maybe I'll look it up. I'll look it up and put a link because it is kind of interesting because now I want to know what the 4 day one was. Yeah.
I think it's just, oh my gosh. I don't know if I can handle it.
Do you remember how upset Diana was because we did not have a specific set of rules for the Earth game?
Yeah.
Remember how frustrated she got with that? I was like, what are the rules? There are no rules. What do you mean? You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere you want to go, or you can go nowhere and you can pick a card if you want.
Yeah.
It was like, no, you're messing with me. I can't stand this. I need to get upset,
didn't she? I don't think she's quite like, what is with those people? And I'm sure we're worse than we were then. So I don't know.
Much.
I think we've kind of moved ourselves out of the mainstream. So we're like, oh boy. Can anybody else figure out what we're doing? I don't think so. So I think Cheryl does a great job of it, but it also adds the fact that she sees us twice a week. So I think that helps. Otherwise she would be totally like, what is going on?
What are you doing?
Yeah. She's assimilating as fast as she possibly can.
We'll have to get her some Borg technology. It'll help.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody have any questions other than where the hell does that 13th color go?
Well, I feel very woo if we're supposed to be doing this with our gifts and abilities wheel.
No, he just did it at the last minute. You
it
know,
was,
it was
just,
no supposed to.
Okay.
Yeah, he just, we were talking, and then he said, well, then blah, 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 and so it just popped in. I'm not even going to put it in the assignment.
Yeah,
it's just,
okay, good.
And don't forget, Kathy, I do the gifts and abilities wheel every day, so when he talked about it, it came up in my, you know, because I do it every day.
And I don't.
I don't even know what doing it every day would be.
Okay.
That would look like.
It's all right. I don't want to mess with your mind anymore. So.
Yeah, her mind's battered. It's not breaded and fried. It's battered. Because if it was breaded and fried, it would be sweet bread. So.
Yeah.
But I will say this. When you talked about, you know, even if it's only for 30 seconds, touching something that, you know, is one of your project or is on your list every day.
Every day.
I actually keep, that's why I do the gifts and abilities every day. For me, it's a simple math equation, but I do it every morning and it's like, it keeps me connected to this when I have so little time. So I may not have a whole lot of time to dig into it and write about it and think about it and ponder it, but because I do it every morning for 5 minutes, it keeps me connected to the
mm-hmm.
wheels of colors throughout the day.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how that would work for you. So, yes, I might think about the color, but I think about it a different way. So we all approach the projects differently.
You know, think of what color you are today, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
I pulled a Diana. What do you mean, no rules?
yeah, back to Diana. Well,
don't you know there's an equation?
I'll be whatever color I want. Yeah. Or I won't be a color at all. I'll be transparent. So
crystal.
Exactly. Any other questions? Comments? Craziness? You guys are awesome, seriously.
For sure, yeah.
It's always so fun to get to these calls. It's like, wonder what will happen. And it's always cool. All right, so we have, so this all goes, as you know, with the project in this last month or so of self-identity. So how do we identify ourselves and using these colors in that process? So hopefully it's impacting also the way that things that we're doing in the council since it's self-identity month or two. So, all right, you guys, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was good.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have good material to work with.
Yeah. Good. That's right.
Okay. Thanks. Love you.
Love you all.
Love you.
Night.
Bye.
Night, everyone.